I have in my hand a Zippo that once belonged to my dad. And when I was a kid, the best nights were always the ones where he would gather me and my sister around the couch, spread out the sleeping bags, we turn out all the lights except for one, and he would get out the Zippo, and he would tell us his greatest story, and it always started the same way. My dad dropped out of high school, he joined the army, and he went to Vietnam. Part of the reason why he did that was because his brother was his hero. His brother, my Uncle Gilbert, was a career soldier. He'd done 4 tours in Vietnam. He was a Green Beret in the Special Forces, and he signed his letters, hired gun for the US government. That was his job. And while they were both in Vietnam, Gilbert came to visit my dad where he was stationed. He got them a 3-day leave and they went to Saigon. And my dad has always kind of like withheld the information of what happened there, but 3 days in Saigon sounds like a Hunter S. Thompson novel or like the next Hangover movie, I think. Like something crazy happened there, and I don't particularly care to know. But what I do know is that those 3 days were like 3 of my dad's best days in his whole life. He was with his hero, his absolute hero. My dad was 18, and his brother was 31, and they just spent time together. And when they left and they parted ways, they were closer than ever. And to my dad, Gilbert was like Superman. He was like Superman if Superman had been kicked out of every bar in Southeast Asia for fighting, you know? Which is why it was so surprising when he was at his base and the commanding officer called him shortly thereafter and said, "Your brother has been wounded." And as a kid, I knew this story so well that I would kind of get on the edge of my sleeping bag because I knew that the epic part was about to come because my dad had to get to his brother. He got on a plane to go to Da Nang, which is where Gilbert was, and Da Nang was on completely the other side of the country, and he was flying there. And while he is flying there, the North Vietnamese launched the Tet Offensive, and it was one of the bloodiest campaigns in the whole war. And the plane cannot land, so it just circles for a while. And when it finally lands, they rush my dad to safety along with a bunch of other people, and they say, "You cannot go to the hospital tonight. It's way too dangerous. It's too late." And the only thing that he can think of is, "I have to get to my brother." So in the morning, when he wakes up, he heads straight out, and he tells me that the street is just literally piles of bodies, 7 feet high, and people are just running around and screaming and crying, and my dad is just going for the hospital because he has to get to his brother, and he walks in and he says, "I'm looking for Sergeant First Class Gilbert Hamilton." And what they tell him is that Gilbert's not there anymore. They've moved him to Saigon. He was shot up really bad. His spine was severed. And so they had to take him to Saigon because the services there were better. And my dad had missed him by just like literally a few hours. It was at this point where I would start to realize that this story was different for my dad than it was for me. Because for my dad, this story was about him and his brother. And for me, through and through, this story was about my dad, who was a hero. And it was about my admiration for him as the fact that he would just never give up on the path trying to get to his hero. It took 3 days for him to get on a plane. And at the end of 3 days, somebody said, "Hey, if you're getting out of here, you're just gonna have to jump on a plane. You're just gonna have to get on the next plane wherever it goes." And he literally jumped in the back of a Caribou as it's taking off the ground. And he had no idea where it was going. It went to Cameron Bay, which is not Saigon, is not particularly close to Saigon, and there's definitely no Gilbert in Cameron Bay. And my dad told me that this was definitely one of the most beautiful places on the face of the planet. But as you can imagine, he didn't enjoy it at all, and it took him 2 more days. And he finally got back to Saigon, which is where they'd spent this time together weeks before. Gets out, he gets in a Jeep and goes straight for the hospital, and he walks up to the guy at the front desk and he says, "I'm looking for Sergeant First Class Gilbert Hamilton." And the guy behind the front desk doesn't even look up, and he just goes, "Oh, he expired this morning." And my dad went, "Excuse me?" And the guy stood up, and my dad said he was so clearly overworked, and he got mad, and the guy said, "He is dead." And as a kid, my dad would tell me, he reached for his pistol because that was his instinct, to hear someone talk about his hero that way. But he turned around, and remember, my dad is 18 years old. A nurse is just waiting there, and my dad starts crying because he just lost his hero. After all this, he didn't make it. And as a kid, I always wondered, what would it be like to lose your hero? Because I had no idea, because my hero was always right in front of me telling me a story. My dad, to me, was like Superman. If Superman drove a Ford Aerostar and laughed at his own farts. And a couple years ago, my dad made some really big mistakes. Those mistakes tore my family apart. I was so disappointed and I was so hurt that for the first time I had this feeling of, oh, that's what it's like to lose your hero. But if I learned anything from my dad, it was that heroes are not invincible. And when you are trying to get back to yours, you should never give up.